I'm speaking with Dr. Kathleen Enright with the Biotechnology Industry Organization. We know it as BIO. And Dr. Enright, you are going to talk to us here at this Farm Bureau Convention about kind of making sure that we have access to biotechnology. Very important topic. We've already heard in press conferences here questions about GMOs, and it just goes on and on. Tell us about the current climate and what you think is going to happen here as we go ahead.
Well, the current climate is challenging, as I'm sure you're aware. There's a lot of opposition that is, it's just really come on since in the last couple of years. Folks are making really good use of social media and online presence. And quite frankly, our industry hasn't done a very good job of that. You know, the broadband came along in 2000, 2008, and these folks had a motivation and an agenda, and they did a really good job of making their case. We just weren't there. So now we are with GMO Answers. It is one piece of a multi-pronged strategy that we have to, I think, pay full attention to, invest in. We've got to change the climate. We've got to demystify GMOs, and that's part of what I'll be talking about today.
How big would you, or how would you classify how large the impact is right now on some of these efforts in terms of what it's meaning to conventional agriculture today?
Well, its impact is obvious to me in Washington, D.C. I'm hoping that it's not so impactful to the farmers yet, but it will be around the corner. And what's going on is that the pressure that the opposition is putting on biotech means that our regulators, our legislators are paying closer attention. They are, and as a result, approvals here are delayed. That means that our farmers are experiencing delays in getting the newest seeds, the technologies that they may need to combat pest or disease, or for quality, if they're looking for quality, quality functional traits and functional crops. And that's impacting not only our view to the climate for innovation in the United States, for investment in agriculture productivity, but also U.S. competitiveness. We are in an environment now where farmers in other countries are getting access to biotech seed before U.S. farmers are.
We heard Bob Stallman today mention in his opening speech, that in the 2012 drought year, if it hadn't been in part for biotechnology, we would have seen a lot more farmers go out of business. That painted a pretty clear picture right there of how important this issue is and what it can potentially mean, as we saw crops that I think in some cases probably had a yield that they wouldn't have had otherwise.
I think that that's the case. It is the only technology we currently have that enables us to make multi-year gains in a single season. Okay, that's good for a number of reasons. It means profitability for our farmers. It also means that we're, I think, on the cusp of being able to see a way to feed 9 billion people by 2050. We can't just make percent to percent and a half yield gains and keep the productivity where we want to see it, ensure that our farmers have access to the technology, that they're as productive and safe and protected as they can be, and meet the world's food demand.
It might be good to just add a comment here about how there has not been in decades now of this technology actually being in existence any scientific study or anything that has shown any negative impact from it, if I understand it right.
You do understand it right. And you really wouldn't expect one, Chuck, because what we're doing here is using a gene of known sequence and function that then produces a trait in a crop that is of known function and known structure. So there's no mystery in there. It's basic DNA molecular biology. But I think the opposition clearly knows that raising concerns about safety and health is the hook that they need to advance their agendas.
You mentioned GMO Answers. Anything else you might want to say about what BIO is doing as an organization to help educate this consuming public?
Well, GMO Answers is a multi-year, multi-million dollar investment by my members. I'm on the road constantly talking about it. We have finally established an online presence. We are present in social media. So I hope that in my my travels that I can hear farmers, listen to what they have to say, but also invite them and encourage them to join us in speaking out and taking on the critics and just explaining what they do.
Do you work kind of together in some ways with some of the other efforts that are out there, like with U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance?
Absolutely. U.S. Farmers and Ranchers, Center for Food Integrity, IFIC. There's lots of we're all organizations where our goals and our education efforts coincide, so we do collaborate and coordinate with those other groups quite often.
Just finally, what would be kind of like one takeaway you want people to leave from your presentation today, one main one you'd really hope they'd walk away and say?
That we have big hurdles in front of us with the biotech, but together we are invested and focused on big efforts, and we'll get there. This effort, this technology is not going away. We just need to speak out and explain it so folks don't fear it. They view it with fact rather than fiction.
Thank you very much. That's Dr. Kathleen Enright with the Biotechnology Industry Organization, one of our presenters here at the Farm Bureau Convention in San Antonio. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.